Hey, Power Diary friends, Danielle here. You're listening to this week's episode of the Practice Power Up Podcast with Damian Adler. In this episode of the Damian and Danielle Download, Damian and I will discuss the latest and greatest happenings here at Power Diary. As always, there's a lot going on, and we can't wait for you to tune in. Enjoy. Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Damian and Danielle Download. And I have got my good friend all the way from Australia, who is our practice management guru, Damian, on the line. And we are going to go through all things about Power Diary. So, Damian, how you been?
Yeah, very well. Thank you. How are you?
Good. It's been busy. You know, that product team just and dev team, they are keeping us on our toes with all of these new features and new tweaks that they're doing within the system. It's a very exciting time here at Power Diary.
It is indeed. We've got a whole bunch of stuff to go through today. So
we do.
Exciting to see.
It is. And last time we went really long because there was so much stuff, and it was our first time really getting so many things coming out. So we both printed off our list, which I think are going to be helpful so we don't miss anything. And I think we should just jump right in because we do have some really cool awards to talk about and some other things at the end. We want to save time for that. So let's get in. Let's start with our favorite new feature, Telehealth Plus.
Yeah. So Telehealth Plus, we've got some, we've been doing progressive releases on Telehealth Plus. So this is, as the name suggests, Telehealth plus a whole bunch more stuff involved or capacity. So, of course, you can have group calls in Telehealth plus, so you can have more participants. And we've talked about some of the other things before, but new things have come out since we last spoke. You can now attach files in the chat in Telehealth plus, which is cool. So you can share files with the client or patient and send them across, which is really nice. There's also now a timer added to the practitioner view in Telehealth Plus. So
I wish we had that.
Yeah, it would be helpful. That would be good, actually, to see that, like as we're doing these shows, to see how long we're running. But so that actually shows only to the practitioner, of course, so that the client isn't seeing that side of it. But it just helps practitioners stay on time and be able to see how long their session is running. So that's been very cool. Now, we also have two different ways of handling the view in Telehealth Plus now. So you can either pin the speaker. So in that case, you've got one person that's pinned and they're staying as the main view in Telehealth Plus. Or you can change to dominant speaker view, which means that it's picking up who's talking and changing the view that you're seeing based on that, which is very cool.
It is very cool. I like the pinned speaker view, especially for the group appointments, because, you know, if you're using Telehealth Plus and you got a lot of people on there, maybe everybody's talking, but you want to keep that speaker right in the view. I think that's an excellent way to go ahead and, you know, make sure that they stay dominant versus the other way where everybody could be popping up or whoever was really the speaker. So.
Exactly. Yeah. And it can be, you know what it's like, if you've got a group and everyone's got their microphones on, maybe there's one person doing most of the talking and someone else coughs or makes a comment or something that isn't really that relevant to the speaker. You don't really want like the view changing to that person momentarily and then going back, you know. That pin just allows you to focus in and not get distracted by those sorts of things. You don't have to tell everyone to turn their microphones off, you know. Interactive. So that's good. So this is one of many things that have been rolled out with Telehealth Plus. So really cool to have that out there and available for people to use right now.
Yes, and please head on over there if you haven't already tested out Telehealth Plus. Please do so while it's in the beta phase, because you know your feedback is going to help us to continue to improve this. And they're kind of, I know there's a lot of other fun things that they're going to be releasing soon too. So keep your eyes on it and definitely head on over and test that out.
Yeah, yeah. The usage of it is great too. Like just seeing with the data on how many people are using Telehealth Plus and the number of consultation hours being delivered via that that platform. So it's amazing to see. So really, really cool to have that out there. Product team and engineers are doing a great job on that.
They are.
Next thing, let's keep moving because we have so much to cover today.
We do.
Okay, insurance details are now can be added to the forms, right? So you can actually collect insurance details on the form. So you send out a secure form to a client to fill in. Maybe update their details or collect the initial information. And a number of those fields are linked to real client profile fields, right? So in other words, the information gets merged into the client profile. Now, something that we haven't had and that people have been asking for is to be able to add in the insurance details. So whether it's your private, you know, your private health insurance, and you know, you want to capture that, or if you're in countries that might have some universal healthcare elements. So in Australia, we have a Medicare system and whatnot. Doesn't matter, it's all considered insurance under the way that the system looks at it. So whether you're in the States or Canada or here or the UK and you want to capture that information from clients, you can now add that to your form and it will collect it. So the client fills it in and it will merge it and capture it in the system. So you don't need to then like copy and paste it in or do anything like that. It's right into the system. So this is brilliant. We've had a lot of requests for this so that, you know, again, it's all about making it more efficient to run practices. Mm-hmm. And it's an administrative step that now can be removed. We can collect that information, you can update information, et cetera, from clients. So very cool to have that out there and available for people to use.
It's exciting to see all of the little, I've seen a lot of these new linked fields coming through with the forms. And I think it's definitely the amount of admin work that's being cut down just by these simple little link forms. It's great. And I'm glad to see that that one's in there because I can see like someone accidentally mistyping a digit. Now, if that happens, it's not your fault.
Their fault.
Exactly.
It's more, it does reduce mistakes, definitely like that. And also, it's a logical. It's logical to add, you know, because you can sort of see why prior, you know, the feedback was, "Hey, we're collecting that information using a field that doesn't merge into the actual content." Now, the reason we hadn't released this earlier is that from a technical point of view, it's actually quite complicated, right? Because it's not just sort of updating, you know, one, you know, it's there's more involved in with insurance, capturing that and getting that into the right spot in the. So it was something that was, you know, part of a sort of series of, you know, releases that we have done. But, you know, now it just saves time, means it's all in there, one less step for admin to do. Or if you're running a solo practice, it means one less thing you as a practitioner has to do. So either way, it's an absolute win.
I love it. That's perfect. Great. I like it. Let's keep going. I'm really excited about this one. This kind of tie, you know, the client portal and seeing a new improvement there with the group bookings and being able to pay online. That's exciting. Right.
Exactly. So group bookings is a relatively new addition to the client portal so that people could book into that. And of course, people want to be able to also collect payment for the group booking. So that was something that was sort of part of a phased rollout. So you know, the way that we're developing things, and it's a slight sort of shift in our approach too, in that what we do is we try and when we're developing features we release them in small increments as we go. So rather than saying build everything and have people wait, you know, we'll sort of release things in stages. So stage one was let's get the classes or the group bookings available to be booked in the client portal, which was out recently, and now we've got the next phase of that out, which is that you can collect payment for those by the client portal, much the same as you can for other you know appointment types and whatnot in the client portal. So this means that and you can configure that to say if you want to collect or don't want to collect payment, the same as you can
partial payment, a begin like a full payment, and all you have to do is when you're making the group booking slot is make sure you select the default service. So that that will automatically pop. And that's how it started. It started with the group booking and getting that default service. That was the phase one. And now the phase two is now that it's over in the portal, people are able to go online, book, pay as they choose, whatever works for your business, full payment, partial payment, whatever you want to do. Or you can put it on there with no payment. But, you know, collect that payment in advance, make those people come, reduce those no-shows, and then they can go ahead and continue through. But you do need to connect to Stripe to collect the payment. So
that's why.
Make sure you can connect to Stripe. And if you haven't done that already, shame on you. Connect to Stripe. Take care of your business. Help your admin staff out. Get those payments done in advance. I think it's great. I think it's great.
The Stripe integration is great. It does. It allows people to collect payments in all sorts of just convenient ways. And even if people have got other ways that they collect payments by default, let's say they've got a terminal on their desk or something that they use, like a credit card processing machine or an FPOS machine, whatever it might be. It's actually good anyway to have it as a backup, because you can, you know, sometimes you're collecting payment on the phone or you want to send out a link to an overdue invoice. If you've got Stripe connected on there, you can send out a link, you know, to a client for an overdue invoice, and it will just send them this sort of secure link where they can just, you know, enter their details and pay without even having to log in and send all securely. So there's lots of reasons to integrate with Stripe, but this is actually one of them. This now allows classes, and we've had requests around this. We're very happy to have this out there for people to use.
Excellent job, team. Okay. I like it.
Next one. Now, improvements to the letter preview. Okay. Now,
all right.
A little bit of backstory to this, but one of the sort of feedback that we were getting. So to start with, a letter preview, this is a communication template. Okay, so you're in a practice, you've got to send letters to referrers and to physicians and so forth who might be interacting with your practice, sending patients your way. Excuse me. So you'd set up a letter template, and then that letter template would have merge fields. And so when you would be seeing a client and you're creating a letter to send off, you would click, you know, go into their correspondence, say, create a letter, use that template to get the letter, blah, blah, blah. Now, the problem was that the way that the editor looked and the dimensions of the editor didn't match the standard letter format, the page width, say, of whether it's US letter format or Australia or UK letter format. So what would happen is that what you're actually seeing and how you were laying out the letter in the editor didn't really match as nicely to what the printed version of that would look like when someone actually had printed and sort of send it. Right. And so that was sort of one, you know, issue that people were talking about. And the second was the ability to see what the printed version would look like whilst you're editing, right? Because they were sort of in separate sections of the system, in that you set up the editor, and then to see it in action, you'd kind of have to go into a client profile and create a sort of fake letter, if you like, to see what the template was looking like. So it was sort of a little bit of a disconnect in that, while you're formatting the letter and trying to get it to look nice and see whether your layout is going to work, you're kind of having to flick between, you know, like setting it up and then going into a sort of typically fake client, producing a letter, oh no, that doesn't look right, going back to the editor.
So you're in the editor, you've made your letter. You can now click save and preview. And you've made your template, you click save and preview, and it will pop up, and you'll be able to see what it would look like that you'd be printing if you had done a letter on the client profile.
That's it. That's exactly right. Yeah, exactly that. I think that is sort of like the best summary of it, of what you've just said.
I simplified it for everybody, but yes, I think, again, because before you'd have to go back and make that like test letter or whatever to see it. Now you've kind of just cut out that process. And right there from the template creator, you could save, preview, get a real good look of how it's formatting, how it's gonna fit on the page, and then move forward and actually start using the templates and be happy with the way they look.
That's it.
Good, okay, I like
you got it.
Hey, look at me, expert now, woo! Okay, good, all right, let's keep going. That's excellent. Again, I think that's gonna be a time saver, and I think I have seen chatter about, you know, letters and templates and all that stuff. So I think that we're going to have a lot of happy customers out there. And we didn't make a really big stink about that. So I'm glad that we took the time to talk to about it today too. So that's good.
Yeah, no, exactly. It is something, it's one of those sort of quality of life things that we kind of think about when we're looking at features and looking at requests. It's sometimes there are major features that people are requesting, and we'll sort of build, you know, those in, like some of the stuff with the client portal we were just talking about. But then these are sort of smaller things that are little annoyances that people experience, you know, and we're always looking, you know, to that and say, okay, if there's a bit of friction somewhere where it's just not as smooth as people would like, and we can see a better way to do it, you know, then we'll put that on the roadmap, and there's enough, you know, people are sort of talking to us about it, and then we'll try and, you know, build something that's going to, you know, solve that problem and just make it that experience, you know, better. And we learn all the time, you know, I mean, it's our wonderful, users all around the world who, you know, tell us what they like. And if there are things that they go, you know, this could be a bit better, then we're always sort of listening to that. And, we learn and we'll go, okay, let's put our heads together, figure out a different way that we can make life easier. So it's good fun to get some of those things out there.
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Next
let's
one.
Keep going.
Let's jump in. Changes to the help manuals. Help menu. I'll try and speak clearly. I get excited. I talk too fast. But if you go across to the main menu and you click on the help function there, you'll see we've got some a couple more options in there now. So there used to be it would sort of trigger a pop up where you can sort of the beacon that we call it, but you can, you know, ask for help and so forth. But what you'll see now is a link there to our status page as well. So now you can kind of sort of click on get help, and that's going to, you know, take you to, well, essentially the same experience that you had before. You get the little beacon pop up and you can ask questions and whatnot. Then there's a knowledge base link there now option that takes you to the full knowledge base. So if you want to, you know, see the full, what that's there, so it makes it easier to kind of get to. And then a system status. And so what that does means you can click on that. We have a status page, and it means that if there's an issue being experienced or we're doing some maintenance or something where we would, people click on that and actually see the status page. And it just means that it makes it easier for people to kind of check on something, or, you know, if they're having, like, let's say they've got an issue with their browser or something isn't quite, they're not sure, hey, is this something that's occurring, like, on
is
their
it
end?
Me or is it you?
Yeah,
is it
that's
me,
right.
Or
so,
go to the status page and there, it's right there. But I like that because I think that that is an overlooked place. Like, maybe it's hard to find, but now we've made it really easy and you can just pop on over there and is it me or is it you?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you can kind of see, and they're doing a good job of updating that. I actually think, so the first one is get help, which will launch the beacon and, and get you access to, you know, articles that are within the beacon, which kind of takes it, searches a knowledge base and the live chat,
Yeah.
Okay. So I think you accidentally said that one twice. You said system status twice. You were just so excited that the system status is now in the help area. It's okay. I was excited to see it in there too. So I think that's great. And then the live chat, and we've got our team, I guess an update on that is, you know, we got weekend coverage now too, don't we?
We do have weekend. Yeah, exactly. And almost 24/7 of that as well. Like we are there. So you jump on there. Saturday, Sunday, we've got coverage as well. And that's globally. So we're going, you know, we have our support team based in different regions around the world. So primarily out of Australia, UK and US. And those teams with the time zone sort of all overlap, and they actually hand over to each other as well. So as one team sort of is finishing up, they'll hand over to the next team and interact and talk about, you know, what's happening. And so it's this sort of nice handover that goes around the world and then on weekends as well, as you mentioned. So.
I think this is actually, this new help menu gave us a really good time to plug that customer success team because they are doing amazing. And I always like a good plug for our team members. So
it's
kudos to them too.
Slight side note, but you know, one of the things that we really focus on with our support team is getting people that can explain technology, explain things in just, you know, normal plain speak, you know, so you never want to go, I think, and get support and feel like the terminology being used is confusing or that it's sort of overly technical. We actually, our priority is we get people that are good communicators and we train them in the tech rather than go the other way. And it's great. So it's really fun watching the feedback that comes into that team because, it's lovely to see, you know, all the lovely comments that they get and feedback that they get. So anyway. Little side plug for them.
I love the side plug because I'll tell you, if I got a question, I'm going to them. Can you put this in Danielle terms? Because That's a little bit over my head, and then they'll usually be able to, we'll be able to figure it out. They'll be able to tell me, and then I'll be able to figure it out. So they're great. Yeah, they are fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic team there. Good little plug for them on the help. So head on over to that help new menu. We got you covered.
Exactly.
Work smarter, not harder. Power Diary, the complete practice management system for allied health professionals. Our all-in-one system with over 100 powerful features for health practitioners includes appointment scheduling, client messaging, SOAP notes, telehealth portal, payment integrations, and much, much more. Let Power Diary streamline and simplify your day-to-day operations so you can take care of clients. Join a live demo or start a free trial today. Learn more at www.powerdiary.com.
Next thing is we've got some new pronoun merge fields that you'll see in the system. Now, this is part of a wider upgrade that we're doing to the way that we handle pronouns, gender, sex in the system. So at the moment, we have the capacity that people can kind of customize the way that, that is sort of set up, but it's limited in the sense that we are not distinguishing between or having different kind of fields for gender identity and sex. And then we have capacity at the moment where it does merge in some pronouns, but not in a as sophisticated a way that really optimally meets, you know, the needs of people. So this what we're seeing there now, and you'll see these new these fields. And I won't go into detail about how they all work because we'll put a there's a help article up that you can sort of see. But just to flag that they are in there, and it is part of this wider upgrade that will, you know, when it's completed, which isn't too far off now. We're getting very close. I saw recently our last product update where we were up to, but really will allow everything to be recorded in the client record in the way that is flexible and makes sense, and capturing all the key data on that, or the key elements of that, and then ensuring that the merge fields operate in the right way to reflect that uniqueness. So that way that we can kind of set it up, and it can be set up as a custom for each account, can set up that depending on the client group that they're providing services to, and to match that kind of need. And then within the client record, that can also be updated individually there to make sure that it matches. And then when you're producing letters and any correspondence, it will then automatically bring in the right pronouns and the right language to kind of reflect that. And we've had some expert consult on this as well to make sure that we're matching with the community needs, and we've had great feedback from various users as well to kind of, you know, help us make sure that we're dialing that in exactly right. So really excited about this, and that we'll see a few more releases, and right now you'll see some updated things in there. If you head over to help desk, we'll have some more information on that as well. So it's good.
It's very good.
Okay. Now, some smaller things we're going to just quickly
hit the small things.
Yeah. So, log file entry now when a communication template has been saved. And so, this was something wasn't being logged before if a communication template was being updated and then saved. And so, the log file captures all the things that are happening in the system. This is something that, if there had been a change to a template, sometimes people would be like, hey, when did that? Who changed that? Like, there might be new wording or something put in, right? And there might be a few people that have access that in within an account that have set up access, that have access to the templates, right? And so there'd be a change, and maybe the practice manager or the owner of the practice would say, hang on, I don't like that wording. Like, who, you know, where did that come from? So now we log it. Yeah, we log it. It just allows a better kind of audit for our CEO when something was changed, but also if there was maybe a change to terms and conditions or something that's contained within a letter, there's a record there that, hey, this is when that template was actually updated. And so it's an easy way of people going back and looking at the log file and going, oh yeah, that was changed on, you know, that date. So it just allows better, you know, auditing for that.
I like it.
Next one was, again, a small thing, but if you were to, you can set up Powerdiary so that an account for a client is being billed to a third party. So maybe it's their employer, or maybe it's an insurance company. You know, there's all sorts of different scenarios, maybe government department, could be anything. Now, when sometimes you'd end up with duplicates of that third party, so maybe there's been a couple of different entries for it in the system. And then at some point, some people want to merge the third party profiles into one, just like it can with clients. If you end up with duplicate clients for some reason, like you've ended up entering them with different spelling or something, and you want to merge them into one, you can do that. Now, you can do that with third party profiles, but what would happen is we've now made a change to make sure that the that when you do that, that all the information is updated on the related clients, right? So that when that it's updating the information from, you know, if we look at the, you know, who the default biller is and who the payee is on all those invoices, it's just making sure that neatly that merge of the client of the third party profile is reflected on the invoices in the right kind of way, and all reflected on the in the actual client record. So just as, look, again, it's a small quality of life thing. It just means that people don't need to sort of go back and make a change, you know, to that or to future invoices that are coming up, and makes it just that little bit easier.
I like a quality of life update. You know, good for me, good for you. Let's do it.
Yep. And then another thing along the same lines, it's just sort of more, again, along the lines, more of like making sure things are intuitive. But you can, within a practice, can set up on the client portal to not allow cancellations, right? So that's an option about, do you allow cancellations? And if you do, what's the time frame that you allow them and so forth? But you can say, well, I don't allow cancellations at all, which is fine. So depending on how the practice is set up. But now we hide, if someone has that set, then we hide the cancellation option from showing, right? So rather than just make it like an active button or something on there, where, which then makes it look like, you know, they need to do something else to make it, you know, to cancel. Mm-hmm. If canceling isn't an option for customers, you know, for patients when they're on the portal, then it makes sense. We shouldn't show a cancel button,
right,
rather than just say, have them click it and say, oh, it's not available. So it's just something that, again, I mean, it's a very minor thing in one regard, but again, it's just to sort of smooth the experience. And, you know, we had, you know, comments and feedback about that. And so if there's something causing a bit of, you know, confusion or something that's a bit unnecessary, then of course we'll always look to just make little tidy ups and make it more intuitive wherever we can. That's, I think, for today. That's probably going to cover the last few weeks of things that are out and released. You've got some other things you want to talk about, though, right, in terms of awards?
My favorite, it's like award time. My favorite time of year, it happens four times a year. And we are now into the summer awards for G2. So, you know, again, independent review software, our independent review site that like reviews all sorts of softwares from across the globe. And we did really good this time. We did 16 awards, 16. Yeah. I mean, do I list them all? Do you want me to?
Yeah, to put it in context too, there's over 500 software platforms that have been in our categories, that are, I guess you could say, competing against in one way,
but yeah,
you know, looking at what the various feedback is, right? And so why don't you run us through a few of them? I know we've got a whole stack of them, right? Which is amazing. Yeah. But why don't we run through some highlights here of the sorts of things that Powerdiary is. Yeah.
I'll run through some highlights. So I like this one. And this is so fastest implementation for medical practice management. That means you can get up and you can get running. So we got fastest implementation. I actually think this is a new award. I don't think they've done this category before. So I think it's a whole new category. And I really like it because when you're thinking about coming on to Powerdiary, you want to know you can get up and started quickly. And so to get that award, I think that's huge. And then we also got fastest. So there's two. They got the small and the regular size. So we got it in both. So we're a small business. That's where we fall. We're not a big conglomerate. We're not huge. We're not like some Silicon Valley. You know, we're on the, you know, we're a small business while we're at it. But So we got small business medical practice management and regular medical practice management. So that's going against the big guys too.
So
to get that fastest implementation award, I just think that's huge. Also, we got leader in the small business medical practice management. Excellent. High performer in physical therapy, mental health, and medical practice management. So again, because we cover so many different kinds of, different kinds of allied health professionals, you know, we get to fall into all these different categories, and we really try to be true to that. We don't try to just funnel all of our reviews into one, you know, category, which you people do.
Yes.
We really want it to be, if you're a physical therapist and you're using our practice management software, we want you to rank us as such and how we work for you. And so, you know, getting these in these different categories really shows you that we're not cheating the system. We're being honest. We're having people really rate us for what we do. So we got physical therapy, mental health, which, you know, psychologists, counselors, you know, substance abuse counselor, you know, all that kind of funnels into, and then also the medical practice management category. So and awesome. You know,
we sometimes just on that point too, don't we? Sometimes we'll see companies that they will try and without using any names, but, you know, sometimes that where you'll see companies that will sort of artificially try and skew feedback by only allowing themselves to be listed in one category, and it's not necessarily the best category for them to be listed in. So it means that in comparative sort of analysis, it looks like they're kind of doing really well because they're not really getting compared with other systems that are catering to the same, you know, to the same population. So when we, but where we take sort of the opposite view, and we just want people to rate us based on exactly the category that they're using us for. So if they're using us for physical therapy, or they're using us for mental health, for psychology, then like we think it gives really gives prospective users the most sort of direct and usable and sort of honest kind of feedback, because they can see what people within their own profession are saying about the utility and how their experience with Powered RA in that profession. And it's sort of it's sad to see people trying to sometimes, you know, do things a little bit different, but you know, if you where they try and funnel it in, but it's something definitely to look out for. If you're looking at their review, have a look at what categories that they're actually appearing in, and is your specific category is it an option? If they're not listed in that category, then there's often a reason that they're avoiding that. You know, having that kind of breadth, and we, you know, it makes it harder because when you're in lots of different categories and you're being, you know, evaluated across lots of different things and very precisely for that particular profession, you know, that's tougher because you're being sort of critiqued on much more nuanced kind of elements of like, for physical therapy, does it have this, this, and this, and this, you know, and you're competing against, you know, software that is other people in that category that are focused on that, you know, that health segment. That's a lot tougher. But it's an important, glad you raised it, because it is something that you sort of, you see people take different approaches.
It's
just any category where people are utilizing our software, we should open that category up so we can be rated, and good, bad, or indifferent, we're going to get the feedback. You know, it's going to be there. It's going to be there for people to see, and then they can make more informed decisions. So, but it also means that when we get these awards across these different segments, it's sort of even more exciting for us, because we can see that it's actually people from those professions rating us, you know, in their exact category, and that's very cool. We like it. You know,
it's very cool. It's very telling of the work that we're doing. And again, you're 100% right. Like, we are not skewing these results. These are, you know, people are independently, they're going there, they're reviewing us, and we are then able to get these awards. And I love that we are hitting so many different categories, because it's not easy to get, you know, all these reviews to come in. I mean, who wants to go and write a review? We'd love for you to write us a review. Please go write us a review. But, you know, they're taking their time out of their day to do these. And it's really, it's just awesome. So, 16 awards. So many. I'm not even going to list them. I'm not going to work. But we will post them all on our Facebook page, on our LinkedIn. We'll let you guys know about them. Head on over to G2. You can see them for yourself. We'll also put them on our on our homepage and all that stuff. But thank you to everyone who did review us. If you haven't reviewed us, head on over. Pick the category that works for you. We appreciate it. So definitely, awesome and stuff. Great job, team.
One thing I'll just say, too, on this point is around a few of these awards that we've got recently, too, have got the ROI award, which return on investment. Now, I like that because that's sort of looking at, you know, how people view the value that Power Diary delivers to their business. That's something we've always been focused on from day one, you know, to make sure that, like, the way that, you know, by utilizing Power Diary, that it, you know, becomes the central operating hub of your whole business and should deliver outstanding value, you know, cut down your admin overhead, blah, 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 right? So it's really cool to see that when people are rating, we're actually winning some awards in a bunch of different categories on that very topic. So that people say,
I love Damien that you really, you know, I love that you honed in on that one. He's like, best ROI. That's what I want. I want everyone using my platform to get the most out of it and like to get the best ROI. I'm like, I want them to get up and start it. So I love that we both picked two different ones to hone in on to. I think that's fantastic. Awesome. We covered everything, Damien. We appreciate everyone. Damien, you got anything else to say today?
No, thanks for co-hosting again, Danielle. Great to talk about these features. And of course, if anyone needs any help, our support team is there.
That's right. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Practice Power Up podcast with Damien Adler. Come back often and make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. Your feedback is important.